Welcome to the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I'm your host, Jade Seto, mindset and life coach, energy worker, and manifestation expert. And this podcast is really my opportunity to just say it how it fucking is. So, let's be unapologetic and stepping into our fullest potential. And let's be real. We all want to create a shitload of abundance and fulfillment in this life. I want this show to connect you with your soul. This is for the multidimensional woman, or maybe just the spiritually curious woman who is ready to go all in on life, business, and big dreams. So, let's stop playing small and awaken together so we can be free and get really real. If you're ready for expansion, big shifts, and evolution to unlock your gifts and speak your truth to live your best life ever, then you have come to the right place. So let's get real, let's get raw, and start fucking listening, because babes, your soul is calling. Hello, gorgeous souls. So I just wanted to take this moment just to invite you to my free Awaken Your Inner Master Healing Transmission and Free Masterclass. Inside every one of us, there is what we call our inner master. And this teacher can be described as the inner voice of your soul. And when you clearly listen to this voice inside of you and you activate what we call our inner master, we begin to understand why it is that we're experiencing certain situations in our life, why it is that certain patterns keep repeating in our lives, and why things happen to us over and over again. Now, what this does is allows you to move forward with your life in a positive way and allows you to align with what you actually want in your life. It allows you to get aligned with what it is that you actually desire. And this tends to move you away from any negativity, any unwanted experiences, any drama, any patterns that are limiting you and are sabotaging you. Now, when we do awaken our inner master, it gives you clarity. It gives you discernment of knowing what the difference is between the voice of your ego and the voice of your soul, and it allows you to move forward with your own truth, your own purpose, and your own desires. In other words, what you came here to do in this lifetime without letting the external, the people around you, you know, other people's opinions, without letting anything that's outside of yourself sabotage and affect you. Now, this includes other people's opinions, judgments from others, fear of not feeling good enough, feeling unworthy, or the worry that you might fail, get it wrong, or sometimes make mistakes. So what you will do, you'll gradually learn to recognize and trust your intuition, your own inner truth, your own inner voice. Now, this is really about deprogramming limiting beliefs that are deeply ingrained within our consciousness, the ones that stop you from saying no, setting your own limits and boundaries, and what you do tolerate and what you don't tend to tolerate in your life. It's going to, more importantly, give you freedom to allow you to think differently from other people and actually be cool with that. You know, it's going to help you to learn self-respect, self-worth, and self-validation. So you don't need to let other people's opinions or let material possessions or external circumstances make you feel happy. And most importantly, it's going to allow you to reclaim your own power. In this masterclass, you're going to learn how to unlock your soul's unique gifts, why you should heal your soul wounds, and why this blocks your manifestations and how you can unblock them. Now, it's also going to teach you how and why to shift your consciousness and some energetic anatomy. So we're going to talk about sacred geometry and reactivating your soul's original frequency, which is something that I talk about all the time. The impact of healing any emotional wounds that you might have, and how to energetically deprogram and reprogram new beliefs so you can start to create your life in a conscious way, which really means potent manifestation. Now, if you are suffering with comparison, you're feeling like you're criticizing yourself or criticizing your work, you're struggling to manifest, or you've tried mindset work, but you just can't seem to catch a break. If you feel that you are always having misfortune or bad karma, or sometimes you're one of those people that are just unlucky, or you're struggling to receive or have a lot of fear, maybe you feel like you're struggling to meet someone or to create something that you want, or you're not happy with your life, your job, your circumstances, or anything in your external reality, this is going to be perfect for you. If you struggle with self-love, you seek validation and approval from material possessions in the outside world, or you constantly worry what people think, then this is also going to be perfect for you. And if you are going through an awakening, or you're aware that you are completing soul lessons through harsh lessons at the moment, and it's making you feel like you want to run away from your problems or stick your head in the sand, then this is going to be perfect for you. So, if you're open to energy work, you're open to healing, you know you have limiting patterns, you're in a place where you no longer want to tolerate it and you get it, and you're aware that you have a soul. And if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're very aware that you have a soul. You're aware that there's more to you and you want to get into those deep layers and blocks that you know run so deep, and you're ready to do the work and you want to evolve and commit to your highest evolution of your soul, then join me on April the 19th for this masterclass. You can register. I'm going to put a link in the show notes so you can register, and I would love to see you there. And don't worry if you can't make the live, you're going to get the replay and you're going to get access to the replay for life. So on that note, let's get into this week's episode. So today, guys, I have an amazing guest. Her name is Tanya Rose Willis, and Tanya is a feminine embodiment coach, a spiral practitioner, and an energetic body worker and psychic. Now, Tanya uses a special blend of sensual dance, tantric principles, archetype activation, embodiment practices, trauma release, shamanic aspecting, breathwork, and meditation to help women reconnect with their innate wisdom and sensual pleasure that is available in our bodies. Now, she uses the parasympathetic restoration technique, which allows her to guide clients through various states of consciousness through breath-infused movement practices that promote deep healing on the physical level, mental, and cellular levels to help you bring yourself into full energetic alignment. I'm so excited to have Tanya on the show to share her feminine wisdom with you all. I've actually worked with Tanya as well in the past, so I'm so excited to share a little bit more about feminine embodiment, about feminine energy, and we also touch upon sacred sexuality. In this episode, you're going to learn, what is sacred sexuality compared to just normal, regular sexuality? What is feminine embodiment and the tantric arts, and how that has impacted her journey to help other people do the same? What the difference is between a masculine perspective and a feminine perspective, and the impact that sexual energy has on your body, and how to take ownership of your sexual energy to expand your own consciousness and feel depth on that deeper level and in your chakras. Now, we're also going to speak a little bit about what being in your feminine energy and about your emotional needs and desires and what that entails and what that means. And she's going to touch upon connecting with feminine parts of your consciousness and awakening it in your body so it can impact your everyday life. Now, if you want to contact Tanya, I've put some notes in the show notes, a link so you can contact her on Instagram. But I'm so excited to get into this conversation. So without too much further ado, let's get straight into it. Hey, so Tanya, thank you so much for joining the podcast this week. I'm really glad to have you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you, darling. And thank you for asking me to come on here. I'm really excited to speak about feminine embodiment coaching today and all things feminine energy with you. So thank you for having me here.
No, that's amazing. Do you know what? I have so many of my listeners and so many of my clients always ask me about feminine energy. And I feel like with the awakening of the divine feminine, I feel like a lot of people that maybe weren't interested or didn't know too much about it before, they're suddenly starting to get intrigued. So let's start by learning a little bit more about you. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about the work you do and how you help people, and yeah, a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Tanya. Tanya Rose Willis. I'm a feminine embodiment coach, spiral practitioner, and psychic card reader and energetic body worker. And to be honest, how I got started in feminine embodiment work was with a really amazing school that's changed my life called Wild Grace. And they're an Australian feminine embodiment, tantric arts, sacred sexuality school. And I started training with them in 2018, so I'd say 4 years ago now. And my journey with feminine embodiment really started there. And before I did that training, I didn't really know. I mean, I'd heard a lot of people talk about feminine energy and being in your feminine, but I didn't really understand it. And I was still approaching feminine energy from a very masculine perspective. And by masculine perspective, I mean saying things and doing things, but not actually feeling them in my body.
Okay, amazing. So could you just just touch upon what is sacred sexuality? Because you mentioned sacred sexuality. So what's the difference between sacred sexuality and just sexuality, for example?
Yeah, so I feel sacred sexuality is having an awareness of the energetics, the spirituality, emotions, and biological impact that sex or sexual energy is having on your body, or you're choosing to share with yourself or other people. And I feel sacred sexuality is really taking ownership of your sexual energy and working with it with consciousness to essentially expand your own consciousness and your own ability to feel depth in sexual connections with yourself and with other people, and allow yourself to have experiences that go beyond your physical body and like your lower chakras. So for example, if you're having sex without sacred sexuality, you're having sex like in your root chakra, so you'll be feeling physical pleasures and sensations, but your kind of sensations will be limited to your genital area. But if you're working with sacred sexuality practices, you'll start to feel deep pleasure in your sacral, you'll start to feel heart activations, you'll start to feel throat activations, you'll start to feel third eye and spiritual activations. And for those who are really practiced in working their sexual energy through their body, you'll start to feel that energy go through your crown and connect you to God states or other spiritual states of pleasure and sexual ecstasy when you have an awareness of how to work with this energy in a sacred and sexual way.
Amazing. And could you just, that's interesting, because so many people, I think they probably don't even realize that that even exists, and they just associate with society sexuality and sexual pleasure is only kind of confined to your root chakra or your genital areas. I bet a lot of people didn't even realize that they could have a heightened state of consciousness and pleasure within their sexual activities.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's a practice, and it's like you know, marathon run. It's like, I feel like it's like running a marathon, and with all things, it's like we can't just on our first training session run 26 miles. It's like we build up to the 26 miles by training, eating the right food, increasing our strength and our flexibility. And I feel like it's the same journey with sacred sexuality. It's firstly having that awareness of your body, what's going on inside your body, and increasing your sensitivity, your receptivity, opening up your channel, trusting your channel, and really opening yourself up to connect to something that's beyond you. There's a few steps to the process, and everyone can get there. Everyone can reach what I like to call like God states of pleasure through sexual union. I believe everyone can do it. It's just whether you want to take ownership of your body, your receptivity, and your connection to spirituality and sexuality, and go on that journey and teach yourself those moves, so to speak.
That's amazing. So another thing that you mentioned was feminine embodiment. And also, I just wanted to maybe ask you, for some of my listeners that might not know what that is, because I feel like a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of terms and jargon that gets thrown around in the community. Could you just maybe explain to us what you mean by feminine embodiment and what feminine embodiment is, and how maybe people could start that journey?
Yeah, good question. I feel feminine embodiment is, well, I'm just going to briefly touch on like the five embodiment gateways are breath, movement, touch, awareness, sound. So this is being able to connect with your female feminine body through all of these gateways. So being able to breathe into stuck areas of pain, tension, pleasure, sound things out of your body, just with guttural natural sounds, but as well as communicating your desires and things like that. It's being able to move emotions, feelings, sensations through your body, have awareness of what's happening in your body and how you can move these sensations through. What else did I say? Breath, movement, and being able to connect these sensations and the feelings to the breath so you can really start to take ownership of moving things through your body. So feminine embodiment is being connected to your feminine body through all of these gateways, as well as your sensuality, your sexuality, your connection to your pleasure. And when I say connection to your feminine energy, it's that feminine energy or being in your feminine is that more yin state of being, that state of being where we feel our way through life. We follow our intuition. We flow with what we feel is right for us in the moment. We're nurturing to others. We can talk from a space of feeling rather than doing, and be deeply attuned to our feminine body and what she needs at all times, because as feminine cyclical beings, we don't consistently operate in one way. We have cycles, menstrual cycles, but emotional cycles, and it's about being deeply attuned to your emotional body and giving yourself what you need in that moment in time. And that may look very different times of the day, different times of the week, different times of the month. I hope that answered your question. I feel like I just went off on a tangent.
You know what? No, I love a tangent. We love a tangent on this podcast. So do you know what? That really makes sense, because for me, I've worked with you before, and I've also been on my own journey. And what I noticed with myself was, I think you'll agree, the society that we live in, we're very conditioned to be in our masculine at all times because we live in a patriarchal society. And for me, that was really interesting. But I do remember once a long time ago, I remember telling you, like, why, asking you, why am I not in my feminine energy? Like, I'm doing all the things. And it always stuck with me, something that you said to me, because you were like, yeah, but you're doing, and this doing is very masculine. And this is what I say to a lot of my clients as well, that, you know, I don't work with feminine energy in particular, but sometimes this is something that comes up quite a lot as I'm unblocking a lot of their blocks. Doing is very much so masculine, you know, and you were like, you know, it's about being. So I found that really interesting. I was just wanted to ask you, could you maybe explain what the difference is between being in your feminine and being in your masculine, or doing within your masculine, just so people can maybe understand where they are on the spectrum?
Yeah, great question. So I'd say doing in your masculine is having a strict structure. Maybe Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, I'm going to work and I'm going to do these things, and being very rigid in your structure and getting up and doing that every single day. But things might come up in your week, like people invite you on podcasts, or you have an emotional breakdown, or your partner breaks up with you, or your period stops. And these are things life can happen. Yes. And for example, like being in your feminine energy is being attuned to life and what life throws at you, and moving and flowing with that, rather than thinking, oh, I have to do this work structure I've set up this week, I have to go and do that because I said I would. It's like ignoring your emotional needs and desires and just doing the things you think you need to do. And it's feminine energy, I feel, is like soft and nurturing. And I feel you can notice quite easily those friends or those family or those people around you have that energy where if you're having a hard day, you're going to call them and ask for some advice. And they're going to meet you in that softness and that receptivity and that empathy, as opposed to the friends or the people in your life where you might say, oh, yeah, my partner's broke up with me. I might be like, well, that's cool, but we've still got this to do at 4 p.m. What's going to happen? You know, they're the people who are still stuck in their masculine. So it's like a balance of being in both, I feel, to be a functioning being, because we can't have one without the other, but also being aware when you need to be attuned to your emotional needs, desires, and the flow of life. And also when other people are coming to you with with their emotions, with things that are happening. It's like, okay, how can I manage this or work with this in a very feminine, receptive and nurturing way? One example I like to use is like if we have an argument with our partner and if we're dating a man or someone who's got masculine energy, if they're really angry at us, it's not going to help if you attack it with masculine energy and you're really angry back. It's like what's needed in a situation like that is one of you to soften into your feminine, say, yeah, I hear you. I hear that things are coming up for you. Like, let's talk about it. And I feel like one way of doing that is also listening to your voice. Like, what's my tone? What energy am I bringing to my tone? Is it strict? Is it confronting? Is it hard? Or am I actually soft? Am I actually compassionate? Am I actually listening?
Interesting.
I just realized you keep asking me things and I keep going off on a massive tangent. How would you get into your feminine energy? And I would start with your journey in feminine embodiment. I would definitely, if this is very new for you, I would definitely work with a practitioner, go to a workshop, find a free video online, because you can only access your feminine energy by being dropped into and feeling and connected with your body. And if this isn't something you're used to, it's not like turning up at a gym class and like doing a stretch or a warm up. It's a bit deeper than that. So I'd recommend finding a resource you resonate with that can help guide you into your body, whether it's a practitioner, a workshop, free video, anything like that. There's lots of free tools out there. Even the school I trained with, Wild Grace, has lots of free tools on their Instagram you can use as well to help get you started.
Yeah, I think it really helps to have that support, because if you've never really been in your feminine energy, how do you know what that even feels like? I know for me, I was very much, I was in my masculine to the point where I was actually quite resistant to my feminine energy for a really, really long time. And even now, even though I've worked through a lot of the embodiment kind of phases, the work I do is working with like the levels of consciousness and working with the subconscious mind, and it's very much again rooted into those lower chakras, where like I guess the psychic abilities and the emotional abilities, they are very much feminine as well, aren't they? And I know that's something that you work with as well, because do you guide people to with their psychic abilities? Is that something that you do?
Yeah, it's something I do actually, because being connected to your psychic skills and your intuition is your feminine, because it's that it's that part of us that trusts the non-linear part of life. It's a part of us that trusts our intuition to lead us through life in a non-linear way, and that is feminine. And yeah, I do actually coach people how to develop their psychic abilities, open up their crowns, connect to their spirit guides, and start to really trust their spiritual connection and their intuition, so then you can lead yourself from your feminine when you're connected to these aspects inside of you.
So how do you say, for example, I'm coming to you and I want to work with you, and I want to get into my feminine energy, I want to learn more about that. How do you guide your clients? What's the process that you take them through to get them to embody more of their feminine? How do you work with people that come to you?
Thanks for asking. I always start with someone and try and go into deep journey into their body and into their soul first of all, and ask their soul, like, why are you here? Why do you want to do this? Because it's only when we can get really, really real with ourselves and our soul and where we're at on a journey about why we want to do work like this, we're actually going to soften and change. Because I feel like being connected to your feminine is being connected to the deepest, rawest, most vulnerable, but also sexual and erotic parts of our soul. And being connected to our feminine is a feeling. So it's like we really need to feel connected, first of all. So I take people through self-connection processes to get this intention, this reason, then help drop people deeply into their body, their feeling bodies, and help people develop their receptivity, their sensitivity with these gateways, breath, touch, awareness, sound, and movement. And then I take people through an archetypal will. So we connect with different feminine archetypes from the Jungian framework. I work with archetypes like the maiden, the lover, the priestess, Lilith, Kali, to help women and men as well. I've worked with men too, but to connect with these feminine parts of our unconscious that we don't often activate in everyday life through embodied movement, embodied dance, some tantric and shamanic processes to help them really embody this energy. Because when we start to wake up in our body, that's when we can start to drop into it in our everyday life. So I really like to take people on a journey deeply through their body to activate these parts in them. Also meditation practices, journaling practices, and self-massage practices to help give people the tools for them to connect more deeply with themselves. Because all of this work is just a deeper journey into the self that you already have, but you may not be embodying or owning.
Yeah, that's true. Because I always say to people, like, it's not always about adding more to who you are, but it's about uncovering more of who you already are, you know, in any kind of self-development or self-awareness work that we do. Sometimes we believe that we're not enough exactly as we are, and we are already, but it really is just kind of more of a process of unlearning or getting to know ourselves on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting that you mentioned that. And I'm just curious to know, how has this changed and improved your life in regards to the work you do? How have you, because people, right, this is what I always say, I work with people and I'm like, okay, I can unblock your energy blocks, I can do this, I can do that, I can break soul contracts, for example, but they want to know how that's kind of going to improve their everyday life. So, you know, we know what the theory is, but sometimes we don't know how that relates to the result that we see in our everyday physical reality around us. And I think it's important that people understand that, so it just doesn't seem quite jargonish, and people understand, well, you know, this is what it's actually going to do for me in my life. So for you on your journey, how have you felt that it's kind of improved your life in every day, how you feel, what you see, everything really?
I think it's improved, I'd say, like, three areas of my life. The first one, any work where you do to heighten up, to heighten receptivity in your connection to your body, you're going to have greater awareness of how you're feeling in each moment. So that means that you're going to stop saying yes to things that don't serve you. That's relationships, jobs, romantic relationships and friendships. You're just going to start to heighten your awareness of self. So you stop people pleasing, so you stop giving your power away, and stop overstepping your own boundaries. So these are different areas that I too am still working on, but I've definitely got much better at since doing this work, because I instantly feel now in my body if something's a no. And then I say that, like, no, I don't want to go on that day or have that kind of intimacy or take that job. It's like I've given myself the awareness and the confidence to say no. And I had a real hard time saying no to a lot of things before I started doing this kind of work. A lot to do with self-consciousness and expression. Before I did feminine embodiment work, I worked at different times in my life as a model, as a dancer, as an actress. But I didn't actually feel, even though I went to stage school, went to classes, workshops, I didn't actually feel that confident. It was like a fake sense of confidence. And yeah, and when I was in dance classes and dance troupes, it's like I was always worried about, oh, I don't have the right dance steps. It's like I was always worried about the external, basically. And this work really has connected me with myself from the inside out. So when I dance and move, I just care about how it feels, and everything comes from a place of deep authenticity and feeling. And before I was more concerned about whether it looked like, so it's like now my confidence comes from the inside out rather than needing any
approval validation from the, approval.
Yeah from the outside in. The other way it's really helped me massively is in intimacy and personal relationships. Now I know exactly what my body needs, how I want to be treated, speak up for my desires, speak up for my boundaries. If something is feeling off, I can very quickly be like, no, this isn't working, I don't want to do it like this, or I need more of this. And through that, I've had deeper connections, deeper intimacy, deeper levels of pleasure in sex. I've been able to reach these like God states of consciousness and spirituality through sexual encounters. And yeah, it's really upgraded my personal relationships massively to new levels of depth and spiritual connection that I didn't have before, because I wasn't connected to those parts of me. So how would I ever have met that in the other? So through going deeper into myself, I've been able to attract much deeper relationships with others coming into my life.
That's amazing. So just one more question I want to ask before I let my listeners know, like, where they can find you, how they can work with you. Is there anything that you would like to add to this conversation? Because I feel like I've asked you a lot of questions, but maybe there's like a few more little nuggets of wisdom, or there's something that's really personal or powerful to you. Is there anything that I've missed that you'd like to add that you think is really valid and important for people to know when it comes to working with this kind of energy?
Yeah, what I'm really feeling to share is that I feel like Instagram glamorizes the wellness industry, and some people have the perception that I can't do that because I don't look like you. And I hear this a lot in my clients, and a lot of clients have said they feel intimidated by me or other women on Instagram who are slim, who are attractive, and think you can only do this work if you already look like the kind of person who should be doing this work. And that's not true at all. And you don't need to, like, it's almost like I feel like my work makes me look the way I do. You don't need to have all your shit together to do this kind of work. It will help you get your shit together. You don't need to look a certain way, because it's about restoring confidence and connection to your feminine really from the inside out. And when you find that light and that confidence and that power within yourself, it's like that will shine from the inside out. And it's, this work is, really not about what it looks like. It's really about what it feels like. And if you're feeling the call to it, if you want to feel more alive, more connected to your feminine energy, your body, your sexuality, it's like, don't put it off, because no one else is going to do this for you as well. It can be sticky, it can be uncomfortable, but also incredibly liberating, rewarding, life-changing. And you're the only person that can take you on that journey. Like, you can have a you can have a guide, you can have a practitioner, a coach, but you still have to sign off and take responsibility for taking yourself there.
And show up.
I mean, even I have to force myself to do the practices and come back to it. And it's a commitment to yourself. And the more you commit to yourself, the more you'll see results in all areas of your life. And it's been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done for myself. Because it keeps feeding me, like, four years after I did the training, and keeps feeding my clients' lives, and it will keep feeding you, because you'll have all the tools to regenerate your own energy, your sexual energy, your feminine energy, and really support yourself through whatever life throws at you, which is why I think it's so valuable to take the time to learn how to regulate our nervous system, our emotions, connect with our sexual energy, learn about boundaries, where they sit in our body, because no one else can do this work for you, and it can really change the quality of your life dramatically through investing that time in it.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that about thinking that you need to look a certain way, or you need to know something first, because I guess that's what embodiment is in itself anyway. I mean, I say to so many of my clients, like, you don't need to wait to do this before you become this. By becoming this first, then that will happen for you. You know, you don't need to know more or do more. So I think it's really important that we're reminding people all the time that there doesn't need to be a perfect time in order to take that first step towards their evolution. And this really is going to help people within their evolution of their spiritual energy, within the evolution of their human energy, you know, within their body. So many of us are so disconnected to our body, or unsure of, you know, the sensations that we're feeling. So it's really interesting that you say that. So just before we go, how can people find you, and in what ways can people work with you if they feel the call?
Thank you for asking. You can find me on Instagram, Tania Rose Willis, TanyaRoseWillis.
I'll put a link in the show notes as well, so people want to find you there.
Thank you. I also have a website, TanyaRoseWillis.com. You can contact me through that. Via the DMs is also awesome. I love having a personal chat with people. I do one-to-one feminine embodiment coaching. So it's me taking people through the archetypal embodiment wheel over a period of 8 weeks. And I do that via Zoom. Or if you live in the UK or Ibiza, then I can work with you in person. I also have a retreat coming up this year in Ibiza at the end of June, a feminine embodiment retreat. We're going to be looking at the dark feminine and the light feminine. And yeah, get in touch. I always try and customize things to the individual, because no body is the same. Everyone is very unique. So I'm always open to working with people wherever they're at with all of my modalities. So if you feel drawn to me in any way, even to ask questions about this work or my journey, I love sharing, I love talking, I love supporting. So please get in touch.
Amazing. Okay, thank you so much, Tanya. I'm going to put all the links to where people can find you all on the show notes. So guys, if you're interested in working with Tanya, or you just want to ask her any questions, or want to know more about feminine energy, feminine embodiment, or any of the things that we spoke about today, then just take a look at the show notes and you can contact her. So thank you so much for your time today, darling. It's so lovely to speak to you.
Thank you for having me, Jade. It was a pleasure to be here.
You're so welcome.
Hello, I can't thank you enough for joining me today on the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I hope you've had some inspiration and big takeaways from today's discussion. If you have, please rate and review this podcast, because it really means so much to me. And let's connect on Instagram. Feel free to screenshot this episode, share to your stories, and tag me if you feel called to. I absolutely love sharing this podcast with you, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the future. In the meantime, don't forget to listen to yourself, connect with yourself, and connect with your soul.